It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we have another Opinions Matter reusable travel mug to give away. We're giving away one every single episode of this podcast, and today is no exception. So, let's ring today's winner.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Laura, please.
Yeah, this is me.
Hello, Laura. How are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Now, Laura, you entered our competition to be in with the chance of winning one of our Opinions Matter travel mugs, or whatever you want to call them. We asked a simple question. What was the answer?
Madagascar
was the right answer. I can't even remember what the bloody question was,
but I remember the answer there.
Yeah, Jeremy, what was the question?
We had her.
Oh, the cups were made in Madagascar.
Yeah, which we got for a cost price of 50 cents per cup, which was a great deal. And those kids were only doing 23-hour shifts, so we're grand.
We'll have to get to work for 24 hours.
Yeah, you should not feel guilty about accepting this cup at all.
Can we just let you know, by the way, that our cups were not made by kids in Madagascar? Okay. Just so you know. Anyway, Laura, congratulations. You just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. Whereabouts are you?
Mullingar.
In Mullingar in County Westmeath. Yeah. And a regular listener to the podcast.
Oh, I always listen, yeah.
Brilliant. All right. Well, look, if you stay on the line there for 1 second, we'll get all your details and we'll get that out.
What do you mean all the details? What details do you want?
All her deets. I need her deets. I can't post this out without deets.
I tell you, Adrian, I'll get your address to be creeping outside your garden now. Later on tonight.
Stay on the line, Laura.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Now, that's our latest winner, Laura in Mullingar in County Westmeath. If you would like to win yourself an Opinions Matter reusable travel mug, stay listening to this episode of the podcast. You can't get them anywhere else but here. Huh. We will give one away at the end of this episode.
Timu, probably.
Well, the Opinions Matter ones.
Hey, you can write it on with a bit of crayon, get your kids to do it. So, anyway, and the messages, the phone calls that we ring every day randomly prove that we are a multinational.
All over the shop.
All over the shop. Where was that? Westmeath?
Tullamore, Mullingar in County Westmeath.
Can you pick up the podcast outside Dublin?
You can pick it up anywhere on the planet.
Really?
That's brilliant. It's not like the old days on a radio station. I was listening to you, and as I got to Mullingar, I lost you. Not at all.
You can never lose us.
You can listen
to
us.
I'm going to download all the episodes, only the ones with me in it, because they're all the good ones for when I go on holidays this year.
Good idea.
And listen to them poolside.
Fantastic. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, Clodagh is the lady who got in contact with us from Santry in Dublin, and here's what Clodagh writes. I listen to your podcast every night before I go to bed, but I've never contacted you before. I'm so upset and have been crying for the last hour. I'm just back from my GP, well, former GP, as I'll never use him again. I was going in for a checkup and told him that me and my boyfriend have been trying to planning a baby, and he told me that I should lose weight first. Like the cheek of him. I know I'm not slim, but I'm not huge. I weigh 19 stone, but he told me that I'd put pregnancy at risk if I didn't lose at least 7 stone. I left the place crying. I told my boyfriend, and he thinks we should report him to the medical board. His name is, and she actually gives us the full name and address of this GP, which I'm, as if we're actually ever going to read this GP's name out on this podcast. So I don't know why you bothered, Clodagh, to give us that, because we're not going to be reading it out. But anyway, you should ring him, which we're also not going to do, Clodagh. I'm sorry for your trouble, and see what he has to say for himself, because I'm getting a lot of support on social media about this.
No, this is actually true, ladies and gentlemen, as in that she's getting a lot of support. And it'll be interesting to see. We don't know how this podcast is going to go because we don't know what callers we're going to get. But it'd be interesting to see if this podcast reflects the comments that are in her social media post on Instagram. which I happen to be friends with her on. And
so give me an idea of what people are saying.
Well, you've seen the video.
I've seen the video, but I didn't read the comments.
She put a video up on her Instagram, and she's really, really upset. By the way, she's upset with a lot of you about some of the comments that you're making on her Facebook page. But the video on her Instagram page, she was quite obsessed when she recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
And looking through the comments here, there's over 140 comments on her Instagram on this particular story. And the vast majority of them, in fact, I can only see one negative. The vast majority, and by the way, she names the doctor.
Which, by the way, Claude, I think is disgraceful. You should not only should you not have sent his name to us, his name and address, you certainly shouldn't have been naming him on social media.
So he's been named on her Instagram page, and she is receiving, I would say, 99.5% support from everyone. I will never use that doctor again, says someone. I've gone to him for 7 years. I won't be going near his door. A new GP for me. Here's one from, well, maybe may as well name her, a follower of Claude is called Ruth. And Ruth says, shame on him. Overweight people don't need to be reminded that they're overweight. We know you tick. That's to the doctor.
Okay, so what was the doctor to do? So she goes into the doctor.
Now, the gas thing is...
She was in with the doctor for something completely unrelated, I believe. And she said, oh, and by the way, myself and my boyfriend have been trying for a baby. And the doctor's answer was, well, you need to lose weight. You need to lose at least 7 stone because you'll put your pregnancy at risk. Now, was the doctor right to say that, or should he have minded his own business? Because don't forget, that's not the reason she was in there. She wasn't in there saying to the doctor, 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 I can't get pregnant.
No, it wasn't a gynecologist she was going
to. No, she was just her GP.
Or a fertility specialist or something like that.
She was just saying to her doctor, by the way, doctor, we're trying for a baby at the moment. And his reaction to that was, ooh, well, you need to lose 7 stone at least.
Now, guys, she's 19. No, I'm not here to fat shame her. Okay, let's just deal in facts. She's 19 stone. That's a big unit. That is a...
So you're not going to fat shame her, but you're going to call her a big unit,
I'm saying that is a big unit of men.
That's a disgusting expression.
No, it's not a disgusting expression. No, it's not.
A big unit.
19 stone is a big unit of a person, be they male or female. And
that's disgusting, but anyway, go on. I'm not going to fat shame her, you said.
I'm not fat shaming her.
But you're a big unit.
No, I said that is a big unit. 19 stone is a big unit. Okay, move on. And what I find bizarre is there's a lot of people here who are supporting the doctor, yeah? But you are the very same people that if I came on today's podcast, yeah? And supposing this had never happened with that doctor, supposing that never happened, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If I came on today's podcast and said, women who don't lose weight before getting pregnant are selfish. Fat women should not be getting pregnant. They're selfish, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I remember a podcast a few years ago where I was shaming a father who I saw up in the park. Remember up in Marley Park? And he was so obese.
He couldn't run after the child.
Yes, that's right.
Football, yeah.
And I remember, and that's why I think you're all hypocrites. I really think you're all hypocrites. When it comes from a doctor, it's medical advice. When it comes from me, I'm a prick. It was a couple of years ago. I was up in Marley Park and witnessed a father who was gross, morbidly obese, trying to play football with his two sons. And his two sons were about 6 or 7. And the father couldn't even run after the ball. He was wheezing, he was dribbling, he was out of breath. The dribble was coming down onto his 6 chins. He was completely
out of shape.
Completely out of shape. And I remember coming on the podcast the next day telling the story and saying, for the love of your children, by the way, you should lose the weight because you're going to die of heart disease early. They grow up without a daddy. It's disgraceful to be in such a state that you can't play a sport with your kids. Like, I'm well able to play sport with my kids because I'm in shape. And I was ripped apart like a fox in a fox hunt. Correct? So what is the difference? That's a question.
The fact of the matter is, had she gone in seeking medical advice to get pregnant, I'd have understood the doctor saying, maybe you need to lose weight. She wasn't.
You're siding with her then.
She was going in for something completely unrelated and happened to say, oh, and by the way, myself and whatever her boyfriend's name is, are trying for a baby. And he immediately pounced on her and said, well, actually, you'd want to lose about 7 stone.
You weren't in the surgery. So
but he said it. He made a comment on something that was completely unrelated to the reason she was there in the first place.
No, but fat people should lose weight before trying to get pregnant.
You're not fat shaming and you're using the word fat.
Well, no, that's what it is. That's the technical name of the stuff that covers your bones.
No, overweight, I think.
No, I'll use fat, thanks. So we call it...
So sorry, Clodagh, he's not fat shaming you, but he is calling you fat.
No, you are. No. But yes, no, she is fat.
Sorry, so you're not fat shaming, but you're calling her fat.
Well, no, there's no shame. Where's the shame? I'm not saying she should be ashamed of being fat, but I'm saying this. The fact is, 19 stone is fat. Let's not sugarcoat it, because we don't need more fat if you sugarcoat things. But that's what it is called. It is called fat. And
Claude, I'm sorry you contacted us to be ridiculed
that. I'm not ridiculing
That's
anybody.
That's not sugarcoated. We don't need any more sugar.
Well, no, we don't. I am not fat shaming the woman. She knows she's fat. And 19 stone is fat. And he gave medical advice.
But he wasn't asked for that medical advice. She did not go into the doctor saying, doctor, I can't get pregnant. Tell me what to do. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Was the doctor bang out of order for giving medical advice that she wasn't even looking for? That's not what she was there for. But he chose, when she casually said, oh, myself and my boyfriend are trying for a baby, he threw into the conversation that you need to lose at least 7 stone. She said, I left crying. I told my boyfriend and he thinks we should report him to the medical board, because that's not what she was there for. That's
that doctor has been shamed so much on Instagram now that he'd probably be out of business. But I'd like to think most people will see through that.
Well, you said 99.999% of her followers were in support of her.
Yeah, but they're going to be. Your own followers are always going to support you, aren't they? They're always going to stick up for you.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Sinead, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sinead?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Sinead. What did you want to say on this?
Good. I struggled with infertility for years and doctors always advised me to lose weight as well. But obviously, I knew I was overweight myself. I didn't need someone telling me. But anyway, fast forward, my marriage broke down and everything. I ended up losing 4 stone last year. And I actually found out on New Year's Day that I'm expecting my first child after losing the 4 stone.
Congratulations. So do you think it was directly related to the weight?
100%, because it's literally the only thing that I changed.
Okay, the only thing that you changed was your weight. And I assume if your marriage broke up, then your partner as well, no?
Obviously, but we were attending the Rotunda for years and all the tests were coming back regular. It was just the fact that I wasn't ovulating, so obviously my weight played a big factor in that sense. Do you know what I mean?
So the doctors over the years were advising you to lose weight, were they?
Yeah, they prescribed me medication and everything to help me lose weight. I was taking fertility medication and everything, and just nothing ever happened.
Okay, well, the difference here is, though, in this case, she wasn't. That's not even the reason she was in the doctors. She was there for a completely unrelated issue, and she happened to say to the doctor, oh, myself and my partner are trying for a baby at the moment, and his answer to her was, oh, well, you need to lose at least 7 stone before you have a baby. Now, is that not a bit disrespectful?
If you're that much overweight or whatever, your BMI is going to play a big factor as well.
No, but the argument here is that is not the reason she went into the doctor in the first place. She just casually happened to say, myself and my partner are trying for a baby. And he said, well, you want to lose 7 stone first. Do you not think that's a bit much?
Yeah, but obviously her people might take it hard or whatever, but obviously her doctor knows her situation and her medical history or whatever. So, obviously he's recommending the fact that she obviously needs to lose weight. I don't know the girl's weight or whatever. It's none of my business. But, I don't know. I just wouldn't.
Do you think she's being too touchy about this? That she needs to accept the fact that at 19 stone she probably does need to lose 7 stone?
Well, I wouldn't say 7. I didn't get down to 12 stone before I conceived my child. Do you know what I mean? I probably got down to about 14 and a half stone. But I wouldn't, he could have probably worded it a bit better instead of being so blunt to the girl, especially if she's feeling down in herself with being so heavy.
Right, but as she said, she was in the doctors. She said, I happened to tell him that myself and my boyfriend are trying for a baby, and he told me I should lose weight first. And she says, the cheek of him.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, if her doctor recommends something to you, you're probably better off listening to them. kind of have the experience, you know what I mean?
Okay, but from your point of view, you were given that advice for many years, and when you did eventually lose the weight, whoop-de-doo, you got pregnant.
Literally, yeah.
Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. Let me bring in Valerie on this.
Hi. I went to my GP last week for a checkup and I asked her when I was there, would she weigh me? Then that was fine. She said I would have to go to an outdoor weighing scales to the stands and things like that. Does be weighed. And I was like, why? Like, I know I'm big, but I'm not that big. And she said that the horse scales wouldn't hold me. Now, horse scales goes to 150 kilos, which I'm not that. And yeah, I was like, oh, right. Well, I weighed every couple of months here and I never had a problem. So she did. She said, go ahead. She said, and it ended up I had lost weight. So I was like, that was very abrupt, but I suppose, I don't know.
All right, thanks very much indeed for your message, Valerie. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing there, Jim? How you doing, Jeremy?
Now, John, what do you want to say on this?
I don't get it. I don't know why everybody's getting very upset about this, or who's getting what, you know. He's a doctor at the end of the day, and he's there, and, you know, he's there for, to tell her what the story is, that she's 19 stone, and she's going to carry an extra person inside her. And she's going to put on a bit of weight, you know. Like, can anybody see this, that the doctor was right, no?
No, because that's not what she was there for. Had she been in his surgery looking for advice on conceiving, then yes, okay?
Yeah, but the doctor's going to tell you this, agent. Like, it's like anything, agent, okay? It's the doctor at the end of the day. A doctor's always right, and he is right in this occasion, you know. And I don't care what way you look at this or dress this up, the doctor's right. At the end of the day, she's 19 fucking stone and she's looking to have a baby. You know what I mean?
No, like,
what do you expect the doctor to say? Well, you go ahead there and have another fucking. I'm telling them. Look, listen, no, at the end of the day.
No, because, John, here's the thing, and this is her issue. She wasn't presenting at the doctor's.
She wasn't there for weight.
Okay?
Yes, but you only gave her a friendly bit of advice. That's all there is.
She was there for something. Let's say she was there for a kidney infection or whatever, okay?
She said that she was going for a kid and he's at the science where and gave her a friendly bit of advice saying that she'd want to get her way down. What's the big fucking deal? What is the deal here? What's the big deal?
Because that's not the advice she was looking for.
It doesn't give a fuck. The doctor gave his opinion, and the doctor's opinion is right.
Okay,
Had she gone into the doctor and said to the doctor,
I'm really struggling getting pregnant.
He didn't ask. Yeah.
And then he replied, oh, well, I think you should lose a bit of weight. That's completely different.
He's a doctor at the end of the day. He only gave her a bit of friendly advice. And if she doesn't take that on board as good advice, well, that's all to fucking look.
No, but the point Adrian's trying to make is...
She was there for something else. I get it.
Yeah, but it was like I got offended a couple of... And I told the story on the podcast. A couple of months ago, I went to a barber's to get my haircut, and he turned around to me and he said, I have a number. My brother-in-law is a hair transplant specialist in Dubai. And I was offended by that.
That's a great way of describing
it. Listen, you're not sure how to talk about fucking baseball caps as well. You know, that fucks your hair
No, my point is, I went and I didn't go to him since then, by the way. My point was, he wasn't my barber. I just went to him that day. He had no right to suggest a hair transplant for me when his job is just to cut my hair.
I'm sure a lot of people have suggested to you in the past. You know, I'm sure you've thought about it anyway yourself.
I'm happy to.
Whatever you fucking, no, you never ever close your sorry, boat. But the fact of the matter is, the fact of it is that this is a 19 stone woman, and she's about to have a baby, and she's going to try for a baby. In her own health, you know, and her own baby's in health, if she's going to have a baby. That's all he's telling her. He's not telling her.
But again, John, just like with the barber that Jeremy's talking about, she didn't say to the doctor, oh, by the
I
way,
know,
doctor,
I know she didn't.
I'm
you keep
thinking,
saying this, Jeremy.
No, just listen to me for a second. Doctor, myself and my partner are trying to get pregnant. Have you any advice? She didn't say that. She just was
that.
Saying it
saying
in
that.
Passing.
But what I'm saying is, that he just added on a bit of advice to her. Listen, the great way to get, you know, get the weight down there before you, you know, get out to have a baby. Look, what's wrong with it? What's fucking wrong with this? You know, well, I can't understand you, lad.
All right, Sinead, you're trying to get back in there. Go on.
That's it. The hair transplant and the whole way thing is totally different. Your man shouldn't have said it to you about the hair transplant, right? But she brought up the fact that she wanted to try for a baby with her partner. She clearly goes to her doctor.
Well, mind you could argue with Jeremy if you're sitting on the barber's chair and your name is Jeremy, it's obvious that a hair transplant might benefit you. Yeah? No. I'm being serious.
But lads, I don't get offended easy. I didn't go back to him. I was offended by that.
Why?
You didn't go back to him. That's how offended you are. You're a fucking idiot. Look, listen, here's the thing, okay? If a 19-stone person walks into a fucking doctor's surgery, I would hope the fact that they turn around and say, listen, here's the story. You know, you're going to bring a baby into the world, do it the better way for it. You know, because it could put your health at risk or your baby's health at risk.
But again, sorry, Sinead, just to go back to you, you're saying that Jeremy was wrong to be getting offended by... Sorry, you could understand him being offended,
I can understand you being offended with the hair transplant, right? But the woman literally went in, it mightn't have been for the topic of trying for a baby, but she brought the topic up with her doctor, and he literally said that she's going to have to lose weight. It's clearly going to benefit her... help her to conceive instead of her having to travel up and down to hospitals left, right, and centre. I was going up and down to hospitals for over 10 years with my ex-husband.
If she gains more weight as you know, she's going for, or she gets pregnant, you know, this could cause all complications for her, you know. Like, let's face the facts there, guys.
I'm aware of all that, but she doesn't have any medical issues at this moment.
That might be okay now.
If in a year's time she comes back, we've been trying for 2 years now and it's not happening.
I know girls at 10 stone that have had fucking kids and they've ended up in hospital for months and months and months with problems. So what I'm saying is, he only gave her a friendly bit of advice. That's all it was. You know what I mean? There was nothing more, there was nothing less. You know what I mean? She can't do fuck all to this doctor anyway. I know for a fact, because the fact of the matter is, he was only giving her a friendly bit of a voice. So all this bullshit there that she's going to put a complaint in, or, you know, get him shook off, or whatever the fuck she's shouting about, it's not going to happen. It'll never happen. You know, the medical board would look at this and say, listen, he was only a fucking advisor. That's all he was doing.
Stay there for a second, John, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626.
Can you just play a message from Darren there? Because I have a very strong opinion about what Darren is saying here, because I've been affected.
About time doctors started telling people that they're too heavy or too overweight. They'll tell someone if they're underweight, but they won't say that if they're overweight. It's about time someone did. Being overweight is unhealthy. He's a doctor. He's advising. If I was that doctor, I would sue her for putting his name everywhere, all over Facebook and all. Who does she think she is?
Now, that bit I agree with.
She's blaming him.
That's the way social media is now. And Darren, I actually agree with you about the whole underweight, overweight thing. Doctors are terrified now to tell the patients that they're fat. Absolutely terrified. And after hearing this podcast today, doctors would be even more terrified that they're going to get cancelled. But at one stage...
Jeremy, if she walks in and said, doctor, I've been trying for 2 years to have a baby. What the fuck? I can't get pregnant.
Yeah.
His first advice might well be, well, I think you should try and lose a bit of weight. Okay? As opposed to, me and my fella are trying to get pregnant at the moment. Oh, you better lose some weight first.
I'm just saying, Darren is right. Doctors don't have a problem with saying... A doctor once told us that a few years ago that he was underweight. Said that he was underweight, yeah? And we didn't think he was. We were a bit offended by it, a bit triggered by it. And the reason we were... is that I can guarantee you he wouldn't tell the parent of a fat kid.
Of course he would.
No, he
absolutely
would. How come there's so many fat kids going around? How come every third
Because a lot
kid
of parents are not listening to doctors.
I don't believe that.
Again, if a child is brought in with a medical condition that's in any way related to his weight, then he will be told, or the parents will be told. Of course they will.
So hang on, how come the kids are still fat then? How come every third
Because
kid
most
is,
they're not going to the doctor looking for advice. Martin has been on to us.
Look, she wasn't fat shamed. Like, he hardly brought her out to the waiting room. He's like, listen here, everyone, this one needs to lay off the fucking spice bags. Do you know, it's a health concern at the end of the day. So it's he'd actually be in the wrong for not telling her if he thinks her weight is causing a hassle and or harm, whatever. Listen, the bottom of the bulge is real. I've battled it with myself for years and I can yo-yo with my own weight. But you can't get touchy about it. It's just a thing. Like, you know, she surely has a mirror in her own house. She knows just by looking at it, like, you know. Anyway, lads, thanks a million.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Kira, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kira?
I'm not too bad now.
Well, Kira, can you understand why Clodagh got a little bit hurt, a little bit offended to be asked about her, or to be told you need to lose a bit of weight before you get pregnant?
I don't want to. I'm a heavy person myself, and obviously if it's something she's self-conscious about or, you know, feels bad about anyway, it might have hit a nerve with her, but I really don't see that the GP's in the wrong here. That's the first thing you want to be told if you're looking to conceive or having problems conceiving.
Again, she wasn't there saying I'm having problems conceiving. She asked for
advice on how to get pregnant, did she not?
No, she did not. No. She just said in passing, and obviously she knows this doctor fairly well, oh, myself and my fella are trying to get pregnant at the moment. That was all she said. And the doctor said, oh, well, you'd want to lose a bit of weight first.
Not for a GP. I mean, he's your GP. He's going to give you medical advice, even if she said in passing. That is one of the first things that they would bring up is your weight. In fact, when you're going in with any medical complaint, I find that they'll advise you to start watching your weight or losing your weight, because weight is related to, especially, you know, like, I don't know what age the woman is, but for women, as you're getting on to middle age and stuff like diabetes, all those kind of things are affected by weight. If you're overweight, they are going to bring your weight into it. And I don't think you can be offended by a GP giving you medical advice.
But she did get offended, and she got, I mean, if you look at the video on her, and we've actually messaged her to see if we can play the video, she is very, very upset about it. I don't think, and again, women don't like being told that they're fat, whether it's by a doctor or their partner. If this was a man on, in fact, your man is always on with us. What's his name? Trevor. He was on a couple of months ago saying that he told his wife to lose weight, and he was called the biggest pig in the world.
Yeah, that's a bit different now.
How is it different though? No, but how is it different?
Because it's a GP. They're giving you medical advice. Like she's saying, even in passing,
you're a GP or not, we all know it's not healthy to be overweight.
Yeah. So what would we
do? Exactly.
Yeah, but what's
if
the difference?
Your husband, it's a bit different. Like it depends on what way the husband said it to. Like, was he concerned about her weight, or was he just making her feel bad about herself?
Well, his exact words, if I remember correctly, were the baby's now 6 months old. It's time to lose the post baby weight. You need to get fit.
Yeah, and he needs a slap into the face. That's what he needs.
But if it was a doctor saying it, he wouldn't need a slap.
It depends on the context. If a doctor's saying it for a medical reason, like she went in and said herself and her partner want to try for a baby. If she's overweight, the first thing the doctor is going to say, because that is one of the things we're trying to conceive, is look, you need to look at your weight. And if he upset her, or if it's that upsetting her, I would go back to the GP and I would say, look, that really upset me.
So why, can I ask you a question? Why on her Instagram?
Talking about getting people struck off and food and all that.
That's what she's doing on her Instagram post, but why, literally.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But why is there a different reaction on this podcast to her Instagram post? No, I'm saying to her Instagram, but she literally has 99% support on the Instagram. People are saying, God love you, hon. That doctor should be struck off. How dare he make you cry? Blah, 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 blah. And
what did the doctor make her cry, or did her own feelings about? Because I'm an overweight person, and I like when you struggle with weight, it is very depressing. When you know, like,
let me ask you then, Kira, were you ever?
I wouldn't be suing my doctor over.
Were you ever really touchy about your weight? If anybody ever mentioned it to you?
Well, if my husband said to me 6 months postpartum that I needed to. You know, cop on and lose weight, I'd probably strangle him, because that's a different thing.
It's
and
not.
Your partner, It is. It's very different. The doctor was trying to give her medical advice.
Okay.
She's saying she wants to have a baby.
Unrequested medical advice. She didn't seek
it. But it's not really. Even if she said it in passing that she was going to have a baby, it's the first thing a GP will say to you. Because it's one of the things that blocks some women from conceiving. I've never had a problem myself in that line. But that is genuine medical advice.
Yes, I'm not arguing that point. It is genuine medical advice, and I understand.
Then why would she sue him then?
Because she didn't ask for that medical advice. I'm not saying the doctor's advice is wrong. All I'm saying is that she didn't seek that advice.
He has a professional responsibility to kind of give her that advice.
Well, then what is the difference?
As her GP.
Okay, but again, what's the difference between that and Trevor, who was on a few months ago, basically saying that his wife should lose weight because it's unhealthy to be overweight? That's all. No, he was saying it a bit more blunt than that. But both men...
But that's what I'm saying. He was saying it a bit more blunt than that. That's the difference. Like, your partner telling you when you're 6 months postpartum, what's he doing to give his wife space to lose weight?
No, that's a fair point. I just think the reaction to both situations is completely different from people.
But I just think it's a bit... I think it's unfair to the GP. If she felt upset, she should have relayed that to the GP. I think it's unfair to the GP. Because it is genuine medical advice, especially to someone overweight who is even in passing saying they want to conceive.
Yeah, but again, not to sound like a broken record, if that advice is what was requested advice, it wasn't. He threw his tuppence worth in without even being asked for it.
Well, she said, did she not say that she went to the GP and she said that she was trying to conceive?
Yeah, but that's not why she went to the GP. She went to the GP about something completely different.
Right, but she did bring it up to her GP.
She just mentioned it in passing.
Right, but sure, why would you mention it to your GP in passing unless you were looking for advice?
I don't know, maybe she knows him years and, how are you, doctor? Oh, yeah, myself and my fella are trying to get pregnant. And he threw his tuppence worth in then and said, oh, would you want to lose weight?
Well, whatever about saying that, it upset her. If she's upset, fair enough. If people do get upset and have issues with their weight, I know that myself. But talking about getting the man struck off and sued and all this,
Let me ask you, I carry a little bit of weight.
There's no question of her saying, I don't know, did somebody say that? She's not trying to sue him. She said struck off, but not suing him.
She's just worse.
Struck off, that's his career.
That's literally worse than being sued.
No, I think if that goes before the medical board...
Nothing's going to happen of it. But I carry a bit of weight, and it doesn't bother me at all when people slag me over my belly and stuff like that.
He didn't fat shame her.
She thinks he did. She actually thinks he did.
He just did a medical fact that if you're trying to conceive, you need to work on your weight, and that's his job as her GP. And instead of having a meltdown, I'd advise her to go back and have a conversation with her GP about how he can support her as a GP to lose
weight. Okay, but stay there for a second, because Mark has sent us a voice note and he's not happy with me, apparently.
Adrian, don't be stupid. She went in, went to a doctor, she's trying to get pregnant. The doctor gave medical advice. That's his job. End of. Jeremy, don't put yourself on the same level as a doctor giving advice. You just do it to ridicule people.
Right. They'll put you in your box, box.
Any advice I would give will be based on... You don't have to go to college to know that being overweight... is dangerous when you are trying to get pregnant. Well, no, it's difficult when you're trying to get pregnant, and it's dangerous trying to give birth when you are morbidly obese. So I'm able to give that advice.
Darren has been on to us as well.
It's about time.
I played Darren. Eddie has been on to us.
What do you mean, Adrian? That's not what she was there for. So by your logic, if I go to the doctor with one condition, and while I'm there, he notices something else wrong with me, is he not allowed to say that to me because that's not what I went in for? Yet that thing that he says to me could potentially save me life. Sorry, you're talking absolute rubbish here, Ed.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Caroline, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Caroline?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. I'm great, actually. What did you want to say on this?
Well, it was just when the girl had made the comments, I wouldn't normally make a comment, but the fact of it is that I myself am obese and suffer with weight And I suppose if she went into the doctor and she was looking to get pregnant, you know, the doctor's going to be honest and he's going to tell her that you're obese and it's going to be a tough going. There's also all the other medical terms that come along with being obese and getting pregnant. You have diabetes, you have toxoplasmosis, all of these other issues that come along with being obese trying to get pregnant. And if she didn't want the doctor to tell her that, I mean, why would she go to the doctor? She obviously knows herself. She's not getting pregnant.
But again, she was at the doctor's for an unrelated condition. I don't know what it was. None of my business what she was there for, but I do know that that's not what she wasn't there seeking advice on conceiving. That's not what she was there for. So let's imagine she was there for a kidney infection, let's say. And on her way out the door, she said, oh, by the way, doctor, myself and my husband or my partner are trying for a baby at the moment. Maybe that's the next time I'll be into you. And he said, oh, no, well, you want to lose 7 stone first.
Yeah, well, look, that's the reality of it. And that's what he's paid for. That's his job, is to tell you the truth. And what you don't want to hear is what he'll tell you. And like, if she wants to turn around, say, and report him to the medical council for telling her the truth, then I don't know. She obviously has got her head stuck in the sand. Like, she's not...
Okay, so she's the one with the problem for being too touchy about this, is she?
I'm not sure about being touchy, but... Like,
well, she's clearly touchy about it if she left in tears.
Yeah, but you see, I can guarantee you, and this is coming from me, being told that you're fat is very hurtful and it's very hard to accept it. And when someone says it to you and it's said out loud,
that's what I was about
to
say.
You are crying and you will get upset.
That's what I was about to say. Was that ever said to you?
Absolutely, on numerous occasions. You know, and I'm obese now, but I'm on a chemotherapy and I'm also on loads of steroids for my lungs to function. I have long COVID. So it's not like I sit on my arse all day and I do nothing but eat. That's, everybody's different. But like if she went in, if it was for whatever bloods or like even anything, and then she says, oh, you know, we're thinking about getting pregnant, he's going to be honest and he's going to say, well, you know, you're 6 or 7 stone overweight. This is serious. Like if you really want to have a baby, you're going to have to look long term. This is a long term thing. This isn't something that she can go and try and do now if she's severely obese or fat. I don't know. But like...
Actually,
the reality
just on a more serious note, I've been saying all the way through this conversation that the reason that this lady was upset was she went into the doctors for one thing and he gave her advice on another thing. This is a true story. I actually went to, and my wife has just reminded me in a message to me just this minute, and she says, Adrian, you went to the doctor for one thing and he found you found your cancer and saved your life. Which is actually very true. I went to a doctor for a completely unrelated thing. He said to me, and he wasn't a cancer doctor.
Yeah, but nobody's going to be, nobody's touchy about you have a cancerous mole or whatever, or you've an enlarged prostate.
The point my wife is making is that I went in for one thing, but I was given advice about another thing, which is exactly the argument I'm arguing against.
Yeah, but Caroline, by your own admission, Caroline, you're morbidly obese or just obese?
You're
obese.
Yeah, I am.
If we were on talking about something completely different, Caroline. So say we were on talking about, I don't know, holidays to Spain this summer or whatever. And I turned around to you and said, Jesus, Caroline, I just saw your photograph on Facebook. You're a big woman. I assume you don't, you know, you wouldn't wear a bikini on holidays or something like that.
No, I absolutely wouldn't.
But if I said that to you, and I wouldn't say that, that's giving an opinion that you haven't asked for as well, isn't it, though?
But in this context, if you go into a doctor and you're looking for medical advice, they're going to tell you the truth. And if they see something that's irrelevant or that they think is relevant to what your query is, they're going to say it. Of course they're going to say it. Like your co-fellow there, if he went in and the doctor didn't check something else, he'd have walked out of there, cancer, whatever. We have lots of other friends around here that have just gone in with one thing and come out with, you know, just by chance doing blood tests and all of a sudden it shows up, prostate cancer.
And in fairness, that's exactly what happened with me with prostate cancer. I was in for something else and the doctor just said, oh, by the way, you might want to get that checked. I'll nearly take it all back.
It is, like, and that's the thing. For me, I wouldn't put myself in a position of putting pictures up of myself in a fucking bikini. Excuse me for my language. I wouldn't do that.
But let me go back to the question.
I myself wouldn't have the confidence.
Okay, let me go back to the question that I was about to ask you, which was you said that being told or hearing that you're fat is very hurtful.
Very. Of course it is. I mean, it's like being a man being told you're bald and that, you know, girls don't fancy men that are bald. That's the hurtful. Like, there's plenty of men out there that go to massive lengths to have hair on their head.
Yeah, no, I know that. Bearing in mind what you just said, that it can be very hurtful to be told you're fat or to hear it for the first time or whatever, then you have to understand how this lady Clodagh feels.
I absolutely do. And I put that in the message that I do understand and I do feel sorry for her and I do wish her well. But, like, if she wants the truth and she wants to have a baby, she has to consider all of that, what she has to do to have her baby and be healthy and be able to be having a healthy baby. That's the other issue. You know, look, there's lots of obese. I'm coming out of Castlebar General Hospital there today. There's lots of girls going in and out there that are very overweight, that are pregnant. And I cringe with them. Like, I'm in my 50s now. And I might bite my lip and think, gosh.
Say that again. You cringe for them when you see larger ladies.
I do, because I know what they have ahead of them. And I wasn't overweight when I had my children. And I know the work that it takes to look after them. You're working, being pregnant, all the different issues that come along with being pregnant, maybe hospital stays. And if you're obese and you're struggling with all of the other extras on board, you know, it is. And it is. It's a worrying trend, unfortunately.
Stay there for a second. I want to go to Anya. And you cringe. In fact, you get annoyed when you see heavier women getting pregnant or trying to get pregnant, Anya, do you?
Yeah, well, they are, because they are putting the unborn baby's health at risk. They are, because of the excess weight that they are carrying themselves.
Okay, so do you think it is selfish for somebody like Clodagh here, for example, who's the lady who contacted us in the first place, do you think it is selfish for her to try and get pregnant?
With her being overweight, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, because of the extra risk she's taking by doing that.
Yeah, not only is she putting her own health at risk, well, she is putting her health at risk at the minute because with her being overweight, but she's going to be putting extra someone else's health at risk, and that will be the unborn baby's health at risk. So
let's go to the point of this conversation. This lady, Clodagh, who's upset that her doctor told her she needs to lose weight, even though she didn't ask for that advice. Can you understand why she's upset?
In a way, I can, but in a way, at the end of the day, the doctor was only doing his or her job.
Okay, doing his job, and can you understand then why she might be a bit upset at hearing that?
Yeah, I can understand that she may have been a little bit upset by the doctor saying that's what. But at the end of the day, like anyone who wants to conceive a baby or whatever, that's a pattern that a doctor would go down.
But I also believe, Anya, and I said this earlier when I was talking about the father up in Marley Park, who couldn't even play football with his kids because he was morbidly obese. You have a duty also after you have kids to stay in shape, to be able to do things with them. Yeah, to be able to, like my young fella loves. When I go home, I'm going up to play football with him in the park. And that father, you could see that those kids in Marley Park, Adrian, were distressed. Well, not distressed, but upset by the fact. And as well, you have to remember this as well. If you were a grossly overweight parent, your kids are going to be mocked by their friends. Your dad's fat, your ma's fat. That doesn't happen.
Maybe so, yeah.
No, maybe about it. Right. I used to slag you in front of your kids about being fat, Adrian. Your dad's fat, I used to say.
You did.
You used to always say it to Sean.
They've never been the same since.
Never been the same since. So to that father that I did see in Marley Park, I thought it was a couple of years ago. Hopefully he has lost the weight and he can be more active with his kids. Get active!
We've a load of messages to squeeze in before we wrap this up. This is Viv.
Oh, Adrian, you're doing my nut in. What are you not getting? She brought it up. She mentioned the fact that she was trying to get pregnant. Maybe she was there for a different thing. But you walk out after that thing then. What other reason do you have to bring it up other than you're looking for advice? So she was looking for a bit of extra free advice, probably because she was paying for a doctor's visit. And she got advice. She doesn't like it. So now she's on bitching and moaning and trying to ruin a man's career. Seriously, you're doing me nothing.
Sorry about that. Doing her nothing.
A little update for you guys. And I've only found this out literally 5 minutes ago. And I just want to double check, as Amanda said it in my ear. She has now, and I don't know if it's because of this podcast, she has taken down...
No, it must be because of the podcast then.
Well, I don't know, but the post has now...
So as we're recording this podcast, which we do live on our Facebook page every day, she must have been listening.
Let me just refresh it to be, because I don't want to fake news and all that. No, the post is gone.
Okay, well, that's good. That's great. Okay, David.
Lads, a doctor has taken an oath to make sure that he looks after you in the best way possible. Which I presume was, when he seen her coming in, she's 19 stone, he said, hey, listen, would you not think about losing a bit of weight? Like, you know, that's him looking out for her. It's not him being a fucking dickhead or him. That's him looking out for him and doing what he's exactly supposed to do. Like, I think I want just a bit of a Karen, and she's probably just getting fucking pissed off that she can't lose the weight and she wants to blame somebody else. That's
all right, Dave, thanks very much indeed. Louise.
Afternoon, great topic. Listen, I totally agree with John. I just think it's madness nowadays. I mean, I get the fact that she went in, she was asking about something else, but she's the one that mentioned it to the doctor. So the doctor is stating the obvious, you know, you're 19 stone. I mean, I don't even think that girl is ovulating at 19 stone. And I can talk about that from experience, guys. I have three kids, and when I started trying for a baby at 35, I wasn't ovulating because I was overweight. Now, I was nowhere near 19 stone. I think it was around 13 stone, and the doctor advised me to lose about 2 stone, which I did. I ended up losing 3 stone, and the month after I got down to about 10 stone. A month later, I was pregnant. I mean, everyone knows that if you're overweight, it affects your fertility. And as she mentioned to the doctor, she put that on the table. So the doctor, as a doctor that who's supposed to advise people about their health and all this sort of thing, turned around and said, well, listen, I think you need to lose some weight beforehand. And doctors are generally blunt anyway. They're not there to sugarcoat anything at the end of the day. She's a number at the end of the day. They're seeing this day in, day out for years and years and years. They're not there. They're there to be blunt. You know, they just say it as it is. I mean, she really wants to get a fucking life. And as for putting his name and all that over social media, I would sue her. That she's despicable, she is. She needs to pull her bleeding head out of her arse, get to the bleeding gym, and get all those posts off the bleeding internet about that doctor and get a bleeding life.
All right, Louise, get a bleeding life. We do believe, as we said, that the post is gone off her Instagram. Grace.
I don't think she should be offended by being told that she should lose weight. When you get pregnant, any woman will tell you that the stress and strain that being pregnant puts on your body is... it's like nothing else. So realistically, being healthy prior to getting pregnant should, in an ideal world, make your pregnancy easier and make sure that you and the baby are healthy throughout the pregnancy. I think going to the doctor and bringing up that, well, look, me and my partner are trying for a baby, it would be negligent of the doctor not to tell her that she would have to make some lifestyle changes in order for herself and her pregnancy and her baby to be healthy.
Thanks very much indeed for your message, Grace. Just one or two more. Neil was told to lose weight before.
She got offended. She shouldn't have got offended. Unfortunately, it was the truth. But I was told to lose weight by the doctor. And I didn't get offended. And I lost the weight. And I feel absolutely wonderful. There was times I just couldn't breathe. My belly was that big. But now I've none and it's gone. And that was down to the doctor. He told me to lose the weight. And I did. And there you go. Lost 4.5 stone. So... cheers, lads.
All right, thanks very much, Neil. And I don't know what that noise was.
Neil has sent us a before and after photograph. And Neil was a big unit back in the day. And
he lost a lot of weight.
And
no, fair
it's true,
play.
You do. And Neil, I'm not hitting on you here, but you do. People do look better and more attractive when they've lost the weight, don't they?
Absolutely.
Look at the changes you could make. You're an ugly fat man at the moment.
What?
Make a change.
Thanks. Sean.
Afternoon, lads. Good topic. Yeah, look, people may like this or not, but it's a doctor's job to provide health advice. Like, facts don't care about feelings. It doesn't matter that she didn't necessarily come in for that exact issue. So if she had came in for another issue, and let's say the doctor noticed the lump on her that she maybe thought wasn't any issue, but the doctor feared it was much worse. Are you saying that because she didn't come in for that specific issue, that the doctor should just ignore it? So the doctor should just say, well, none of my business, she didn't come in for that. Who am I to mention it? No, doctors have a duty of care. If you don't like what you hear, tough shit. The doctor shouldn't be able to sugarcoat when it comes to health.
All right, Sean, thanks very much indeed.
But overweight people like stuff being sugarcoated. Sorry.
Before we go,
sorry,
we have another Opinions Matter travel mug to give away.
Do we?
Yep, we do. I have it right here in front of me. This is the one we're going to be giving away. But we have a silly little question to ask you. What is that silly little question, Mr. Dixon?
I witnessed something a while back in a certain park in Dublin that I've mentioned a couple of times during this podcast. What park was I talking about?
This is where the man
Where
the man couldn't run after his children. Yeah.
Okay. But I doubt he's still up there now.
I hope he's not.
Trying to catch them 6 months later. Come back, Jacob. Come back, Jacob. I can't catch you. What park did I witness that in?
If you know the answer, send it to us right now by WhatsApp only to 0858252626. The answer to that silly little question and your name, and send it to 0858252626. No matter where you're listening, save that number into your phone as Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. 0858252626. Put a 353 in front of that if you're listening outside of Ireland. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast, and we'll catch you on the next one.